Okay, normally I'd be doing a part two at this time. Hello, everybody. In case you're just tuning in, this will be the part three of decorating the tree, really, because Michelle and her channel have been covering part two. I've got part three on the roll here right now.
Yeah.
And we're working on it. We got all quite a few baubles on here.
Baubles and all sorts of little ornaments. I'm putting on a...
Oh, there's a nice place for something.
A mesh kind of leaf. I'll hand you some more.
I'll have to put this...
You know what? You can do this.
Let me just put this last thing. I want you to have a visual sort of look at this, Michelle, once I get done with it. There we go. Okay, so you're handing me...
That's the box of ornaments from Amy.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty in here, so yeah. There's no need for any of the tree to go bare.
No.
Now, the advantage here this year is that we put some of those on Christmas Day during the evening.
Yeah.
When we got home from everything.
And I think that's one of the reasons why there's some that were out.
Yeah. But, yeah, we didn't... I'm not sure what these are made of.
I can't remember what she said. But we have enough this year, I think. I think we should just stop.
All right, we should just fill this tree.
Yeah.
It means more to take off later, but you know what? It makes for a better decorated tree right
Absolutely.
Now. There comes the furnace.
Yep.
Come on. I like these ones, actually. They're like a... They almost look like a clay or Play-Doh or something.
Probably are kind of like a clay or Play-Doh. I can't remember.
That wasn't too cool. I just dropped that in the tree bag and I can't find it.
Well, just hold on a second.
There it is.
Okay.
Had to be around somewhere. It couldn't have traveled very far, so... Didn't want to go on that branch. I'll pick another one.
Sometimes you have to have it go in enough that they're nested and they hold the ones underneath hold it.
Yeah, well, these are a bit heavy, to be very honest.
Yep.
Yep, she's wrapped these individually with paper towels.
Yep.
As I suspect, they are breakable. Oops. That one sort of had a stickiness to it. I think they're shellac coated, so I suspect whatever that was hadn't dried yet because it sort of tore. Well, it didn't tear the napkin really, but it their napkin had a bit of a grip to it.
Yeah.
This one's full here, but I'll tack this on anyway.
Oh, this is really coming along. Now, one bauble that's usually a tradition that I think I'm just gonna leave in here is that one we got from Brick and Sheriff.
Oh, how come?
Because it is breakable and I don't want it to get broken.
I don't think it would stay on here properly, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm really scared that it would come off like some of the heavier ones. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this tree's a little slick. I don't know what the deal is.
It's because of the long needles.
Yeah.
But it's also because they're quite bendy, too.
Gosh, I'm having a hard time getting a hold of a limb here. I don't think this is going to work quite here. So what I'm going to do...
Oh, come on. Put you here. Okay, I'm going to... For some reason, I'm having thickens of time.
Let's truck around this way.
See, this one that I'm putting on right now... Which, the string just came off.
Uh-oh. That's not good. There, that's got some...
Okay, so that'll have to be delayed.
Yep. I'll have to put a new string through it.
Well, this
or put the old one back
through. The old one back, it's just got to be tied, that's all.
Yep.
It's kind of frustrating, though.
Well, you know, this works great, bringing me those box of ornaments.
There. Yeah, see, I've got the Timbit snowman.
Uh-huh.
And it's dragging on the ground.
Oh, yeah. See, these are very flexible branches, some of them.
Yeah. So I would be very scared of...
I don't know what these... This is a star. They're kind of like... These ornaments to the feel are sort of like shellac cookies.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not very appetizing, but consider that you don't eat them, you just use them to decorate.
Yeah. Actually, that almost looks like a snowflake, actually.
Yeah, you're probably right. These points aren't quite very pointy. They're more blunt. Okay, so... I'm looking for spots to do this here.
We really don't need extra ornaments.
Nope.
Although, I won't say much more, but there will be an extra one on the tree next year.
Oh, yes, there's a few branches that need ornaments on them. I'll take care of that right now.
Finding one at the bottom myself.
Some of these I don't think were quite dry when they got wrapped up because I'm having to peel the paper towel off of them.
Yep.
And now I just got this hook.
Oh, come on, please.
Stuck in the paper towel. Try and do it on purpose. I bet you I couldn't do it.
Probably not. There. I'm working some of these things.
Oh, this is feeling good.
With my left hand, so doesn't want to do what I want. Yeah, it does feel good. Getting this done.
These are a bit more directional, these ornaments. You sort of, I thought they'd work either way, but you have to face them a certain way.
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, that's already good. That's already good, but this one is not.
Where? Let's put you here. And you here.
See if I can get a hold of a smaller one here. That,
that's a no-go, that's a no-go.
Might stand up a bit better.
These two.
Yeah, some of those are, you know, that through the years the strings are, things happen, and if they've dropped those, particularly those plastic candy ones,
yeah,
they'll break.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, come on.
Or at the very least chip, because they're very hard plastic.
Yeah. I'd have to get another small box.
Yeah.
Because this one, it has lifted in the center.
Uh-oh.
And because it's lifted in the center, some of the smaller ornaments are trying to leave.
Well, you could probably, where was I trying to put that? There. Nope, that's already covered.
Okay.
Whoops. I don't know what I did there, but...
Sounds like you knocked one into your metal master.
No, I didn't knock an ornament. I knocked... Actually, that was the bottle of saline solution.
Oh, well, I knew you knocked something.
That's okay. At least I know where it went. In a big stainless steel coffee cup.
Yeah. That's what we call it.
Now, is this still running here? I'm just going to check.
It's metal master.
Recording. 53 seconds. 53 seconds, so this is probably going to wrap it up, probably. How many more do we need?
You know what? I'm going to say, let's say goodbye, because we're not that far off. So...
Pretty much there. Pretty much got the tree decorated. I mean, every conceivable space that we can find has something on it.
Yep.
And different shapes and sizes. I hope I've been somewhat descriptive. I know there's times I get wrapped up in what I'm doing and don't say what it is that I'm working with. So, anyways, I'm going to say again, bye for now, and we'll certainly catch you tomorrow, because that'll be our Christmas
present. Yes.
Take care, and thanks for listening.
God bless. Bye for now.
Bye for now. Pause recording.